Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. You are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And yes, this is Thursday night, July 27th, 2017. And I am your executive host and director, Brother James Brown Jr. We come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. I am a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where Bishop James E. Jennings is my pastor and shepherd. So on tonight, I will be delivering God's word on tonight. So I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with me as we go through God's word on tonight. We always open up with prayer, so we're going to do the same thing on tonight. But I'm asking all the listeners, get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with me as we go through God's word together on tonight. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again, Heavenly Father, giving you honor, giving you glory and praise because of who you are. You are so worthy to be praised. We thank you for who you are. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You are so awesome in all your ways. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come seeking and asking for forgiveness of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, Lord. I ask that you will forgive me and include my family. I include my entire family, Heavenly Father, from the oldest to the youngest. On both sides of my family, Heavenly Father, forgive us all of our sins and transgressions so that our prayers will not be hindered on tonight, and that what you're going to do through us on tonight, through me, your vessel, that it will not be hindered, that it will accomplish everything that you set forth to do on tonight for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Heavenly Father, I come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted. in the name of Jesus that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can, in Jesus' name. And also, we lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you will comfort and strengthen as only you can, for we know you are our comforter. You are our strength. Even when we're going through our hour and bereavement and difficult times of the, when we lose loved ones, for we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we ask that you will comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved right now all over the land in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that may be listening on tonight that do not have a relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, who are not saved in his name on tonight. It's our prayer, it's our heart's desire, Lord, that you would touch their hearts, their minds, that as your word goes forth on tonight, that something will be said, that they will be able to surrender their hearts and their minds and their bodies to Jesus Christ. They will be able to open their own mouth and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved in his name on tonight, Heavenly Father, that they will come to know their God purpose. They will walk in it, and they will live in it, and they will also fulfill their God purpose in the earth is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are standing on your word as your pastors and bishops and shepherds, Heavenly Father, and ministers of the gospel, prophets and prophetess, Heavenly Father, all over the land who are truly being doers of your word without hidden motives and agendas, Heavenly Father. We lift them up to you. You know who they are, and you know where they are. You know how to touch them. So we pray and lift them up to you right now, Heavenly Father, that you would strengthen their hearts, Heavenly Father, that you would strengthen them in their faith, that they would be able to continue to stand on your word with holy boldness to declare the good news of Jesus Christ, that souls will be saved as you use them as your vessels on tonight. We lift up all pastors, Heavenly Father, to you, that you will continue to strengthen them and continue to use them. Bless the ministries that you have placed them over. Continue to bless the works of their hands is our prayer. And I pray and lift up my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, in a special way, Lord, to continue to lead and guide him in the way that you would have him to go. Heavenly Father, that he would be able to lead your people in the way that you would have us to be led by you. As we follow him, Heavenly Father, as he followed Jesus Christ, strengthen him, Heavenly Father, and not only him, but every pastor. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I come right now lifting up my brother-in-law, Brother Michael Edwards, Heavenly Father. I pray that you would touch his body, Lord, for he's dealing with a cancer issue. And we know that you are our healer. And so we just lift him up to you right now in the name of Jesus, that you would touch his body, that you would work a miracle in his life, that he would have a testimony. For we know that you are the chief physician. And we know that you know all about us because you made us. And you said in your word that you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So give him a testimony, Heavenly Father, through your healing power and through your miracle working power in his life. As the doctors work on him and come to the conclusions of what they need to do regarding his situation regarding the cancer. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would work on such a miracle and that he have such a powerful testimony and that he would stand on that testimony and he would share it with holy boldness and let the world know that it was you, Heavenly Father, that has healed him so that he would be able to continue and fulfill his God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we lift up all listeners that you will continue to bless them, continue to give them and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. So right now, Heavenly Father, we have this opportunity to be able to spread your word on tonight. And so I thank you for the opportunity again to be able to deliver your word on tonight. So I ask that you would be with me, Heavenly Father, through your Holy Spirit, lead and guide me as to what to say and how to say it, that you will be glorified, that your people will be blessed, strengthened, and edified, and those that have gone astray will come back to the fold through your word on tonight, that you will be glorified, and most of all, that souls will be saved is our prayer. In Jesus' name, have your way, Lord, that you will be glorified alone. In Jesus' name, I pray. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer also said, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, we have another spiritual food for thought for you tonight. Tonight's spiritual food for thought is coming to us saying to all of us, what have you done for God and his kingdom lately? Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. What have you done for God and his kingdom lately? I'm asking all listeners, please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels and click on follow once you get there. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Again, I will be bringing the word on tonight. I'm asking the listeners, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with me and take down notes. And also, please, if you have your phones available, if you can get the word out real quick while we're yet on the air, if you can let your neighbors and friends and coworkers and church members know that we are on the air and we're about to go into God's word so they can join us and be blessed by God's word on tonight. But in the form of announcements, I have two. I thank God for the opportunity to be the special guest on Brother Jose's Blog Talk Radio show on tonight. He comes forth every first and every third Thursday. His radio show is titled Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey, and I was his guest on tonight. And we spoke on our topic was faith and obedience. And also Prophetess Vadira Hayward, her show is titled Releasing the Sounds. She comes on every fourth Saturday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Once again, Prophetess Vadira Hayward, Releasing the Sounds is her radio show title. She comes on every fourth Saturday from 6:30 to 7. And once again, Brother Jose Dorsey comes forward every first and every third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. On Blog Talk Radio through this internet radio, also under my show title, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? And also, you all know, if you don't know, you should know the website is Servants Ambassadors Vessels Blog Talk Radio, Servants Ambassadors Vessels. That is my website, which these other two hosts have their shows up under my website. So please tune in to them and be blessed by God's word as they deliver God's word. So I am going to go forward with my music break right now. And following this music break, I am going to come back with God's word. And we're going to be coming from the book of Philippians. It's my main scripture, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. My topic for tonight is God pleased with you? Tonight's topic that I will be delivering God's word is God pleased with you? That's a question for each one of us on tonight. So we're going to go forth and we're going to listen to this music break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to get into God's word.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm gonna sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Listen. know you're standing in need of prayer. Come on, open your mouth, everybody, and say prayer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again on tonight. Yes, this is Thursday night, July 27, 2017. I am your executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am about to go into God's Word. I will be delivering God's Word on tonight. Again, I hope you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with me as we go through God's Word together on tonight. My message or topic for tonight is, once again, is God pleased with you? That's a question for each one of us on tonight. Examine yourself through the Word. Is God pleased with you on tonight? And our main scripture is going to be coming from Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. And I'm going to be reading out of the King James Version of the Bible, starting in the third chapter of Philippians, verses 13, which reads as follows. It says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." And then verse number 14 says, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Well, on tonight, as we go into this word, as Christians, we all should be doing something for God's glory and his kingdom on a daily basis, not just on Sunday when you go up to church or to perform your Christian duty, whether singing in a choir or on the usher board or nurse or whatever your function may be as a Christian within the corporate body of Jesus Christ in the church. Not just on Sunday again, or on Wednesday when you go to Bible class, or Tuesday whenever your Bible class is being held. We need to make sure that we are doing something for God, for his glory, without hidden motives and agendas on a daily basis. Once again, I don't care if you sing in the choir, whatever your function is in church, within the church, within the body of Christ. Once you're outside of the four walls of the church, what are you doing for God? What are you doing for his kingdom? That's the question on tonight for each one of us. We should be displaying or looking like Jesus Christ each and every day as a lifestyle. And I'm going to say that again because it's so important. We fail to realize this. It is a lifestyle. Again, it's not just on Sunday when we go to church or when we attend Bible study. It should be a lifestyle. It should be every day. How do a Christian look? Or how do a Christian act? One may be asking the question on tonight. It's very simple. In order to look like Jesus Christ, in order to look like a Christian, in order to act like Jesus or act like Jesus Christ or act like a Christian, you need to know that you need to get into God's Word, just as all Christians need to do. It's very simple. All we have to do is get in God's Word, get in his presence, get in prayer, start meditating on God's Word, again, daily. And through God's word and through his guidance by the Holy Spirit, through his Holy Spirit, that is how we as Christians, we can meditate on God's word and how we can become more like Jesus Christ. That is, should be our goal, is to look like Jesus Christ so that everywhere we go, someone will be able to see Jesus Christ in us. They won't see us, but they will see Jesus Christ because he is the answer. He is the key. He is the one that is that paid the ultimate price with his own blood. He is the one that died on the cross and paid our sin debt with his own blood. Even though that he was sinless, he came and he paid a debt for sinful people, men and women, boys and girls, such as you and I. So I thank God for Jesus Christ on tonight. That Jesus Christ, he is the Christian's perfect role model. Even today, just like he was back when he was, when they were talking about Jesus Christ, even before he was born, they was talking about him coming into the world. So even today, Jesus Christ, just like he was the role model then, he is our role model today. So I'm asking you, for the listeners, if again, if you have your Bibles, I'm asking if you would please go to, we're going to look in the book of John, John chapter 15. We're going to look at verse number 1, verse number 4, and verse number 7. Again, Jesus Christ is the Christian's perfect role model as how we are to be pleasing to God even today. And how? We're going to find that out as we look into the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1, verse 4, and verse 7. I hope you have the Bibles. Again, we're coming to you from the King James Version of the Bible. In the book of John, chapter 15, it tells us in verse number 1, it says, I am, and this is Jesus talking, Jesus Christ himself talking. Anytime you see red writing in the Bible, that's Jesus speaking. Verse number 1, Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father, God, I'm providing. And my Father is the husbandman. I'm going to skip down to verse number 4. He says to us, abide in me and I in you. If the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. And then we're going to look at verse number 7. Verse number 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So that's a promise from God. Through his coming to earth, we're talking about Jesus again, in the form of a baby, in the form of flesh, in the form of a man, again, to pay our sin debt, a debt that he did not owe, but a debt that we could not pay. He paid it with his own blood out of his love for God the Father. First and foremost, he did it because he loved God the Father first, and then because of his love for us, for mankind. So I thank God that Jesus Christ, he loved us so much that he came down from glory and he died for us. He paid our sin debt with his own blood. For those that confess the Lord Jesus Christ, who believe in their hearts and confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that he died, that he rose again, that he is now sitting at the right hand of God making intercession for the saints. I thank God for Jesus, that he died for us and that he rose with the victory over hell, death, and the grave. Hell, death, and the grave, he came out with the victory. So I thank God for what Jesus is to me and what he is to you, my brother and my sister in Christ, in the body of Jesus Christ on tonight. For those of you that, again, have your Bibles open, please turn to, we're going to take a look in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 28, and we're going to look at verse number 13. Again, I pray that you have your Bibles open and you're following along with us as we go through the word on tonight. Again, we're going to look at Proverbs. We're looking at Proverbs chapter 28 as I find it right now, and I just got to it again. Proverbs chapter 28, verse number 13. Once again, we're coming from the King James Version of the Bible. And verse 13 says to us, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsaketh them shall have mercy. So aren't you glad on tonight that God loves us so much that we can go to God and we can ask to be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions so that we can fulfill our God purpose? I thank God for Jesus on tonight so that I will be able to say that I know that I am being pleasing to God, that I know that God is pleased with me. So again, tonight's topic is God pleased with you? That's a personal question. I then ask the question, is God pleased with your pastor? Is God pleased with your mother, your sister, your brother, or your uncle or aunt? Is God pleased with you on tonight? That's a personal question on tonight. Is God pleased with you? Through his coming to earth in the form of man to pay our sin debt with his own blood, again, we thank God for Jesus Christ. I'm going to go into the book of 2 Chronicles. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of 2 Chronicles. We're going to look at chapter number 7 and verse number 10. Again, 2 Corinthians. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse number 10. While I get to it, continue to lift me up and keep me lifted up in prayer as we go through God's word on tonight. Because God is so worthy to be praised. We thank God for who he is. There is none like him. He is so worthy to be praised. I just thank God for who he is on tonight. And I know that you, the listeners, you are grateful to God, too, for who he is on tonight in your life. So as we continue to go through the word on tonight, it's so important that we know that we are pleasing to God. So that's the question on tonight. Are you pleasing to God and his kingdom on tonight? Again, that's a personal question for each one of us. Again, we're looking in 2 Corinthians chapter number 7, verse number 10. Again, the King James Version of the Bible. In verse number 10 say, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." Again, verse number 10 says, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." Again, so we need to know that we are to be grateful to God. We are to be thankful to God for his son, Jesus Christ, because Jesus, he did not have to come down from glory. He did not have to suffer for us. He did not have to die at the hands of sinful men for us, but he did. He was willing to come down from glory in order to save us from ourselves, from our sins, so that we can be redeemed back to God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, so that we can be saved in Jesus' name, and that we will have a place in heaven when we leave this earthly body, this earthly tabernacle. When we are called by God, if Jesus Christ do not come first, it has been told in the Word of God that it has been appointed unto man once to die. After that will be the judgment. So going back to thanking God for Jesus Christ, that he came down and he paid our sin debt so that we can be redeemed back to God, our Creator, I want to emphasize something right there. I want to stick a pin right there and emphasize something that people need to know, because a lot of people are still confused about this, that God is not everyone's father. God is everyone's creator. God becomes your father when you accept his son, Jesus Christ. So for those of you that may be listening who are not saved as of yet, it's my prayer and desire, and it's God's will that no souls be lost. For it is his desire that all souls will be saved. But we know, according to God's word, that the only way that anyone can be saved is through Jesus Christ and not God. Jesus Christ is the one that came down from glory. He is the one that came down in the form of a baby, in the form of man, to die, to shed his own blood, to pay our sin debt, because he was holy and sinless. God did not do that. God is our creator. God becomes your father when you accept Jesus Christ as his son and you accept him as your Lord and Savior in your heart by opening your mouth and ask him to come into your heart and save you, that's when God becomes your Father. But I just thank God for Jesus Christ. So why should you give your life to Jesus Christ? You want to give your life to Jesus Christ so that through the Holy Spirit, the Lord can lead and guide you to show you and let you know what your God purpose is so that your life will be pleasing to God, so that God will be pleased with you. So that is what we're talking about tonight. The question is God pleased with you? I want to say at all right now, for those that may be listening or ask the question, do you show compassion toward others? Do you show compassion to people that are spiritually blind? Do you show compassion to the homeless? Do you show compassion to those that are behind prison bars for just or unjust reasons? That's what Jesus amplified. He always showed love and compassion. As a doer of God's word, as a vessel of Jesus Christ, as a follower of Jesus Christ, we are to be examples. We, and Jesus Christ, again, is our perfect role model. He is our perfect example of what compassion looks like. So we want to take a look at that. And by doing that, we want to look in the book of Psalms. If you will go to Psalms chapter 78, again, Psalms, we're going to go to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms chapter 38, and then we're going to take a look at verse number 38. And also, while we're talking about compassion, and then we're going to ask the same, we're going to turn around and ask another question within a question. Do you love people? Do you forgive those that hurt you? Do you forgive your enemies? So in a way, that kind of all ties in together regarding compassion. You show compassion when you love your enemies, when you love those that despitefully misuse you. That's what Jesus did. Again, he's our perfect role model and example. Do you show compassion? Do you show love? Do you forgive? Again, we're going to the book of Psalms, again, chapter 78, and we're going to look at verse number 38. Please turn there with me if you have your Bibles. Psalms number 78, verse number 38, while I turn to it myself. God is a good God, and he is so worthy to be praised. And sometimes we go through things in life, and we don't understand why we're going through different things and different situations in life. But sometimes God has to take us through these things. He tests our faith, and he tests our love for him when he does that. So we need to know that God is a good God. He's a merciful God. Even though we know that we're not worthy of it, we don't deserve it, but I just thank God that he loves us in spite of ourselves. So here we are right now in the book of Psalms chapter 78, and we're taking a look at verse number 38. Again, the King James Version of the Bible. In verse number 38, it says to us, but he, talking about Jesus, but he being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. Thank God he did not stir up all his wrath. Thank God that he is who he is. Thank God that he is not like man. So, again, verse number 38 in the Psalms chapter 78, verse 38 tells us again, but he, talking about Jesus Christ, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquities. Aren't you grateful that he forgives you of your iniquities and sins, and he destroyed them not, and he don't destroy us? Yea, many a time he turned anger away. Thank God for Jesus that he turned his anger away and he did not stir up all his wrath toward us. He could have, but he don't. I thank God for that. I know you do too. So, again, we are talking about, are you one of those that God is pleased with on tonight? And the question is God pleased with you on tonight as a Christian, as a member of the body of Christ? Is God pleased with you on tonight? Do you encourage your brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, outside of the four walls of the church, not just on a Sunday when you gather together, and the Bible talks about that. You know, he says to us, fail not to assemble ourselves together to worship and praise and give glory to God together as a corporate body. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what God requires of us to do, to come together on one accord, in unity, in love, in peace, giving God glory, honor, and praise, and worshiping him and praising him because of who he is, because he's worthy to be praised. But outside of the four walls of the church, that's my question for you on tonight. Outside of the four walls of the church, after you leave church on Sundays, after praising God along with your sisters and brothers in Christ, whatever church you attend, whatever denomination you are part of, what are you doing to please God outside of the four walls of the church? Are you witnessing to the lost? Do you ask God to lead you to someone or anyone in whom you can minister to and share God's word? Or are you so busy with your life or your own self or your family that you fail to remember the great commission of the church, which is to go out into the hedges and highways and compel men, women, boys, and girls to become saved in Jesus' name so that God will be pleased with you? Do you do that? Do you do what God says? Are you being a doer of God's word? Are you pleasing God today with the gifts and talents that he has anointed and blessed you with for his glory? Or are you doing it to be men pleasers? God blesses and anoints his people with different gifts. He may give one gift. He may give some three. He may give some five, even more. But with the gift and talents that he has blessed and anointed with you for his glory, what are you doing with them? Are you pleasing God with them? Are you pleasing men? Are you pleasing the world with your gifts and talents that God blessed you with and anointed you with? So that is the question of tonight. Are you pleasing God with your gifts and talents? Do you make or find time to visit those who are in nursing homes or in hospitals or behind prison bars, incarcerated, whether they're behind prison bars for just or unjust reasons? Do you take the time out to go and pray and share God's word with those, again, that may be in nursing homes or in hospitals, the homeless shelters, women and of children abused, battered shelters? Do you go into the streets and minister to the people? Do you pray or visit those that are, again, incarcerated behind prison bars, whether you physically go or whether you pray for them in your home? You can still minister to people, whether they know that you're praying for them or not. You can be a doer of God's word. You can be pleasing God when you pray and when you touch and agree with those that are in the body of Jesus Christ that are praying and lifting up the sick and afflicted, the bereaved, those that are incarcerated, those that are in homeless shelters, those that are in nursing homes. We have a job to do today, saints, and we need to realize and know that time is winding up. The handwriting is on the wall. Jesus Christ is soon to come again, and we all going to stand before God. We're going to stand before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, and we will all give an account to God one day for every deed done in our bodies, whether they were good or bad. That's what the word of God tells us. I did not make this up. This is what God's word says. Anyway, the question again, once again on tonight, are you pleasing God on tonight? Is God pleased with you for real? Be honest with yourself. Are you manipulating people to think that you are in the body of Christ and you are being a doer of God's word? Because God, he still sits high and he still looks low. There's nothing hidden from him. So there's nothing that you do or say that he do not know all about already. So he know if you are really what are you doing for him, if you're trying to please him or please men or please the world. So we ought to be doing everything as a Christian in the body of Christ. It ought to be so that God is pleased with us. And that is what we should be doing. I can't stress it enough. It is so serious. It's so urgent. that we make sure that God is pleased with our lives and what we're doing for him and the kingdom of God, not just for God, but for his kingdom. Have you ever thought of starting or having a family Bible study in your own home, which you can also invite your neighbors, your coworkers, or friends? That is something that you can be doing if you, even if you are a part of the body of Christ, and even though you do attend church, you may be a part of a different denomination and you do attend church regularly. You sing in the choir, you're on the usher board, you may be on the mother's board, you may be the pastor or bishop or teacher in the Sunday school. But is God pleased with you? You can, you too, and me, we can get Bible classes started in our neighborhoods, in our homes, so we can invite those that are not saved, that do not go to church. We can minister to them through the word of God in our homes. That's another way that we can be pleasing to God. Because, it's, again, it's getting late in the evening and the sun is going down. Jesus Christ is soon to come again. And the question is, will you be ready? Because he's coming back for his church. And if you are saved in Jesus' name, you are the church. And that's who he's coming back for. I thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God for every gift, every anointing, every talent that he has blessed me with. And I am so aimed at trying to be pleasing to God that I stand on holy boldness. And I know that I am not the only one. Many of you that are listening on tonight, you have holy boldness. God has placed it within you to stand up for God, stand up for what's right, stand up for what God loves. And that's what we are all to be doing. And when we please God, we're going to please God by loving what God loves, and we will be hating what God hates. So what have you done for God and his kingdom lately? As we go back to our spiritual food for thought on tonight, what have you done for God and his kingdom lately? Is God pleased with you? Is he pleased with your life? It's personal. Again, it's personal. Just as it will be when we all stand before God, it goes back to the day of judgment. We all will give an account for every deed done in our bodies one day. And for those that are not saved, it's my prayer that you become saved before it's too late, because those that are not saved, that do not realize, and that's what Jesus is talking about in his word. He says, at the day of judgment, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That is not related to those that have confessed Jesus Christ while they were living here on earth. That applies to those that had an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as God's son and accept him in their hearts and ask to be saved in his name. That's who he's talking to. When he says every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, you're going to do that if you're not saved in Jesus' name. If you happen to die before you confess Jesus Christ in the day of judgment, you're going to acknowledge who Jesus Christ is. You are going to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is God's son, and he is who he says he is. And then, unfortunately, you will be spending your eternity in hell with Satan and his imps and angels. You will not spend eternity in heaven, what God has ordained for all of his creation to be, all of mankind. That was his desire from the beginning, for all mankind to spend eternity with him and to be with him forever. But because of sin, that's what happened. Sin came about because of Adam and Eve's disobedience. And now that's what brought death into mankind. Again, it tells us in the word of God that it has been appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. So what will you hear God say to you in the day of judgment? Will you hear him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You never acknowledged my son, Jesus Christ. You was not a doer of my word. You was not trying to please me while you was on earth. You had your own motives and agendas that you were trying to fulfill and please your own flesh. No, I want to be able to hear God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord, because you was a faithful doer of my word. And you pleased me while you was on earth. So that's what we, as the body of Christ, that's what we all should want to hear God say unto us on the day of judgment. If you have your Bible still open, I hope you do. We're going to take a look in the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 2, verse number 17. It goes back to, again, while we're turning to the book of Numbers, again, chapter 2, verse 17, the King James Version of the Bible. It has been appointed unto man once to die. We're all going to stand before God and give an account for every deed done in our bodies. And I want to go to glory, to heaven. I want to spend eternity with God, my Heavenly Father, my Creator. Because haven't you been through enough hell on earth? That's a good question to ask yourself. Haven't you been and experienced enough hell on earth? You don't want to die and then spend eternity. Eternity lasts forever. And that's forever and ever and ever. There's no end. If you do not accept Jesus Christ as God's Son, as your personal Lord and Savior, that's exactly where you're going to end up. You're going to end up in hell's fire with Satan and his imps. So you have a choice to make on tonight. Where do you want to spend your eternity? So as we look in the book of Numbers, again, chapter number 2, we're looking at chapter 2, verse number 17. Again, I'm just about there now. Here we are. Again, this is the King James Version of the Bible. Verse number 17 says to us in the book of Numbers, chapter 2, "Then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camp as they encamp. So they shall set forward every man in his place by their standards." God sometimes allow us to go through trials and tribulations to test our faith. Yes, your faith is being tested. You're being tried. And to see by God, he wants to see that are you willing to still be able to please him while you're going through your trials and while you're going through your tests? Are you still pleasing God? That's what God wants to know. And sometimes he allows us to go through certain things, again, through either a form of a test or a trial. He tests our faith to see, are we still going to be faithful? Are we going to be obedient to the point that we're going to be pleasing to him? So the next question is God pleased with you on tonight? When you are dealing with a sickness in your own body or the sickness or health issue of a loved one, a close family member, even when death knocks on your family's door, is God pleased in the way that you deal with either one, either the death of a loved one or the sickness of a loved one or even yourself? Is God pleased with you that you can still give him glory, honor, and praise and still acknowledge that he is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor no matter what you're going through, no matter what test you are facing, no matter what trials you have to go through? Is God pleased with you that you still give him glory, honor, and praise because of who he is? And that is a good question for each one of us that to examine ourselves on tonight with that question. Is God pleased with you as you go through your trials, through your tribulations, through your tests? God wants to know that you're going to still give him praise, glory, and honor. Because truly, when you really look at your life and you look back over your life, God is truly, he is worthy to be praised. Because I know for myself, and I know you too, you understand, you know that God is worthy of our praise. Is God pleased with you when you still show your love, again, to go back to your enemies, when you can show love for your enemies, when you know that they are despitefully misusing you, when you know that they are trying to set traps for you to fail, they don't want to see you accomplish your goal? Is God pleased with you that you can still show love to you towards your enemies and pray for them? Is God pleased that you are still a doer of his word and not just a hearer only, even while you're going through your trials and through your tests, even when you are going through things that you don't understand in the natural or even in the spiritual? Is God pleased with you that you are still being a doer of his word and not just a hearer only? Is God pleased that your will is that his will be done in and through you? Once again, is God pleased that your will is that his will be done in and through you? Is God pleased that your heart's desire is to please him and to fulfill your God purpose. I'm going to repeat that again. Is God pleased with you? Again, it's personal. With your heart's desire. That your heart's desire is to please God and to fulfill your God purpose. And finally, while we're dealing with that subject, we're going to take a look in the book of Philippians. It goes back to Philippians, our opening scripture. When we started out, our opening scripture for tonight, it goes back to that. Again, we're going to flip back to Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, and we're going to close out with that on tonight for tonight's program. So I pray that someone is being blessed by this word on tonight, that you would take an examination of your own life to make sure that what you're doing for God is for God and not for yourself, not to be pleasing your flesh or to please men, but you're trying to please God so that God will be glorified through you. So that is the question for tonight for each and every last one of us. So as we are getting ready to wrap up tonight's program, we're going to take a look again back at chapter 3 in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses, again, 13 and 14 on tonight as we get ready to close out tonight's program and tonight's show. Again, I hope that someone is being blessed by this word on tonight, because this is a much-needed word on tonight, and people do not really want to talk about it or deal with this, but this is a serious question on tonight, because, again, it goes back to we're going to all stand before God one day, and we're going to give an account to God for everything that we have done in our bodies. Everything that we did in our bodies, was it to be pleasing to God, or was it to please our flesh, or was it to please men? So we want to be pleasing to God. I know I do. I'm sure that you, the listeners, you want to be pleasing to God as well. And I hope that you do on tonight. That's my prayer for you on tonight. So as we look finally again in the book of Philippians chapter 3, again, verses 13 and 14, as I've read at the beginning of this Bible topic and message on tonight, verse 13 says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before me." Again, verse 14 says, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." So we are pleasing God when we can forget those things that are behind us, and with God's strength, with God's help, through the Holy Spirit, and through prayer, through his word, we can press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus in each and every one of our lives. Again, it's an individual thing. It's personal. But then we can come together as a corporate body, and we can be pleasing to God as a corporate body. But this is a personal question on tonight. Are you pleasing God? Is God pleased with you on tonight? As a member of the body of Christ, is God truly pleased with you? Only you can answer that question. God knows the answer. You know the answer. But my prayer for you is that you are being pleasing unto God on tonight, and not just on tonight, but every day of your life. Again, it's a lifestyle. We should want to be pleasing to God each and every day. That should be our heart's desire, and that should motivate us every day to be more and more like Jesus Christ each and every day, so that God can be pleased with us, just as he was pleased with his son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So that's our word on tonight. Is God pleased with you? And once again, before we close out, I would like to go back over our spiritual food for thought, which is a form of a question, and it kind of ties in with the message for tonight, which, again, is God pleased with you? And tonight's scripture food for thought came to us saying in the form of a question, what have you, again, that's personal, underline that, what have you done for God and his kingdom lately? That is tonight's question, is our spiritual food for thought. So is God pleased with you on tonight? Only you can answer that question. God knows, and you know too. So my prayer is that God is pleased with you on tonight, and not only on tonight, but for the rest of your life until God calls you home, or until Jesus returns, if Jesus returns first. Well, on tonight, I pray that something has been said on tonight that has been a blessing to the body of Christ. Those of you that have faithfully tuned in and listened to this message on tonight, I pray that you have been blessed and strengthened by this word on tonight and encouraged by this word. But as we ready to close out tonight's program, we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you thanks, give you glory, honor, and praise because of who you are. You are so worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is none like you in all the earth. You are so awesome in all your ways. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, your loving kindness toward all of us. We're not worthy. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in Jesus' name. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for his suffering, his dying, and his rising. We thank you for the victory that he rose with, victory over hell, death, and grave in his hands. And we thank you that he's still sitting right now at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that those that have been tuning in on tonight, if they are not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer that through this word on tonight, they will be able to open their mouth and surrender and yield their hearts and their lives and their minds and bodies over to Jesus Christ as they open their mouth and ask Jesus Christ to forgive them of their sins and transgressions, and that they will seek him and ask him to save them in his name. And then once they're saved, they will come to know their God purpose, and they will be able to fulfill their God purpose in the earth so that you will be pleased with them is our prayer in Jesus' name on tonight, that you'll be glorified through it all. And Father, we lift up all pastors and shepherds that are going through different trials and tribulations at this time. We know you know who they are and what they're going through, and you know how to deliver your people. It's only you can. So we lift up all pastors and shepherds, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to strengthen them in their bodies, their minds, and spirits, that they will be able to continue to stand on your word and teach and preach your word, Heavenly Father, with holy boldness, that souls will be saved, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up, strengthened, and edified is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just thank you again, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to share your word over this worldwide platform. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we know that it's not about us, but it's about you. It's about your son, Jesus Christ. It's about us as your servants trying to be pleasing to you and to your kingdom. So, Heavenly Father, on tonight, we lift up all those that are faithful tuners, listeners into this broadcast, that you would continue to strengthen them, bless them, and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray, Lord, that you continue to bless this ministry, bless this broadcast, that it will go to an even higher and level in Christ Jesus, more than we have ever expected or thought it would ever be able to go. But we know that there is nothing too hard or impossible for you to do, because we know that with Christ, in Jesus Christ, we can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us, because no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us, up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So we just give your name glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. So we do, is our prayer, Heavenly Father, is our heart's desire, is to be pleased, that you will be pleased with us. That is our prayer on tonight. So help us to be everything that you have called and anointed and appointed for such a time as this, that you will be glorified alone. In Jesus' name is our prayer, in Jesus' name. And all of the people of God that touch and agree with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, know that God loves you. I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to give God glory and praise. He is worthy to be praised. My question finally again for the listeners on tonight and myself, tonight's topic is God pleased with you? Until the next time, good night.
Holy Lamb.
precious Lamb.
So much I owe
to you, O Lord. You sacrificed
your life for me.
Give you praise.
I give you praise.
I will rejoice.